Hello and welcome back to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English skills. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We have two interesting stories for you today. We hope you will listen carefully and then try saying the words the way we do. To make it easier for you to listen and learn, we speak slower than normal and we use fewer words that are easy to understand. Let's get ready with part one of today's As It Is program from the Voice of America in Washington. As we age, we often take longer to recover from injuries. Well, some people do. But after a Japanese woman suffered a knee injury, she decided to get healthy again by becoming a competitive swimmer at age 88. Now she is nearing the age of 101, but has not slowed down. In fact, in the swimming pool, she is only getting faster. Ana Mateo tells us how this is possible.
Recently, a 100-year-old Japanese woman became the world's first centenarian to complete a 1,500-meter freestyle swimming competition in a 25-meter pool. Her name is Mieko Nageoka. Ms. Nageoka set a world record for her age group at a recent Japan Masters Swimming Association event in the western city of Matsuyama. She swam the race in 1 hour, 15 minutes, and 54 seconds. By comparison, the overall female world record holder completed the same distance in just under 15 and a half minutes. But that swimmer, Katie Ledecky, is only 17 years old. And Miss Nagaoka was not competing against her. In fact, Miss Nagaoka was the only competitor in the 100 to 104-year-old category. Her race was not a race of speed, but of endurance, or not giving up. Breaking swimming records is nothing new to Ms. Nagaoka. So far, she has broken 25 records, but she began competing when she was much younger, at 88. Ms. Nagaoka suffered a knee injury in her 80s, so she began swimming to help her body recover. Since her first international swimming competition, she hasn't looked back, except maybe to see if her competition is catching up. In 2002, at a Masters swim meet in New Zealand, Ms. Nagaoka took the bronze medal in the 50-meter backstroke. In 2004, she won 3 silver medals at an Italian swim meet. Masters swimming is a special class of competitive swimming to promote health and friendship among participants. Swimmers compete within age groups of 5 years. Ms. Nagaoka says she is a serious swimmer and a serious competitor. An article from the Reuters News Service quotes her profile on the international swimming website, FINA, saying Ms. Nagaoka trains 4 times a week for 2 hours at a time. Japan has a large number of people who live beyond 100 years old. Until she passed away this month, the oldest person in the world was also from Japan. Mizawa Okawa was born in 1898. She said her secrets for longevity, or long life, were good genes, regular sleep, sushi, and exercise. I'm Ana Mateo.
That is really quite amazing. Thanks, Anna. You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Now, we have a bit of American history for you. During the 1800s, the Mississippi River was crowded with steamboats. The river divided the United States in half, separating the older, more populated eastern states from the west. Steamboats transported goods and people up and down the waterway. But only a few such boats can be seen there today. This month marks the 40th year that one of them has been operating on the mighty Mississippi. Christopher Jones Cruz has more.
Steamboat Natchez was built in 1975. The Natchez is made mostly of steel. Its steam engines came from a boat that was built in 1925. Today, the Natchez carries people who want to learn what life was like in the 1800s on the Mississippi River. In those days, the arrival of a steamboat was announced by a steam-powered organ called a calliope. Clark Hawley is 79 years old. He is known as Doc. He was the first captain of the Natchez.
In the days before mass communication, a lot of these little river towns didn't have a weekly newspaper, let alone a daily newspaper. But when you played the calliope, everybody in town knew the boat was there.
Doc Hawley is now retired, but he still sails on the boat as the calliope player.
There were steamboats that carried people, steamboats that pushed barges, steamboats. There were sawmill steamboats that went from farm to farm, plantation to plantation, sawing up wood. Farmer Brown wants to build a new barn. He's got to go 40, 50 miles to get to the closest sawmill. Boat comes right to the front yard and grinds it. There were showboats that put on shows and melodramas before movies. There were gospel boats, believe it or not, that went from town to town taking up collections.
Donald Holton is the current captain of the Natchez. He says he is honored to be one of the few steamboat captains in the country.
It's just one-of-a-kind thing, you know, running a true steamboat in the port of New Orleans in the busy harbor, and showing people the Mississippi River and where the Battle of New Orleans was fought, and the whole reason the city is here because of the Mississippi River and steamboats.
Passengers can dance and listen to jazz music. Jazz was born in the city of New Orleans, which is often called the Big Easy. Doc Hawley says this is how life was when many steamboats sailed up and down the river.
It was a way of life, and it's still amazingly a way of life for people who live along the river, you know.
Because the Natchez is so well cared for, it could keep paddling up and down the Mississippi for many years to come. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You are listening to VOA.